Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 309 for Wednesday, March 16th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $3 to $4 per ton stronger in early activity on Wednesday, as prices were supported by strong commercial demand. The May contract was about $3 per ton stronger at $470. Canola's technical bias is to the upside, which acted as another supportive feature on Wednesday. The Canadian dollar was sluggish, but slightly weaker in early activity ahead of a U.S. Federal Reserve announcement. The lower loonie makes canola more appealing to foreign buyers. But losses in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil tempered gains, especially as canola is likely to see spillover selling today. Also on the downside, Malaysian palm oil closed weaker overnight. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were down 3 to 5 cents per bushel, with the May contract down 4 cents at $8.99, as the weather concerns which had supported prices in previous sessions petered out. Favorable weather in South America is helping the harvest in Brazil and Argentina, which is bearish. Soybean prices were further pressured by a stronger U.S. dollar, which makes the country's commodities less appealing to buyers. But gains in crude oil prices limited losses in soybeans, as stronger prices increase the likelihood that processors will blend soybeans into biodiesel. Corn prices were about 2 cents per bushel weaker Wednesday morning, with the May contract at $3.66 per bushel. A stronger U.S. dollar and South America's harvest were both bearish for corn. The weather-related concerns which had supported corn prices in previous sessions are expected to ease, as flooding in the southern U.S. will recede over the course of the week. Traders had pushed up corn prices earlier in the week as they speculated about planting delays in the U.S., but gains in crude oil capped losses as corn is an ingredient in ethanol production. For wheat, prices were about 3 to 5 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago May contract down 3 cents at $4.86 as a stronger U.S. dollar weighed on prices. Winter wheat crops in the U.S. are in better condition than previously thought, which was bearish for prices on Wednesday. But a drier forecast could put those winter wheat crops at risk in coming weeks, which was supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.